Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show podcast on the Cross Global Media Radio Network. Visit cgmradio.com/Bob to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform.
Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show. One of the strongest objections to the accuracy of the Bible is that manuscripts in our possession are not the originals, but rather copies. My friends, that is the same for all ancient history, and you usually don't see people complain about other ancient history. There are always new rules for the Bible. But yes, copies. They had to make copies in those days. What else would we have expected them to do? Save it on their hard drive? The original manuscripts to the Bible have either been lost or destroyed in the passage of time. Before the writing materials of papyrus made from the leaves of the Nile River or parchment made from animal skin were replaced with vellum made from a better quality of animal skin, scribes had to copy all writings. This means that for many years, the best, oldest, and most complete collection of Hebrew and Aramaic manuscript copies of the Old Testament, also known as the Tanakh or Holy Scriptures to the Jews, dated about 1010 AD. Now you see the problem? That's AD. The Old Testament is supposed to be the BC stuff. This text, copied by the Masoretes, was known as the Ben Asher text, named for the family that preserved it for many years. Now the Jewish Talmud explains the very careful way scripture was copied. For this reason, Orthodox Jews have been confident over the years that their text was an accurate collection. I'm sure you will not be surprised to hear that this did not satisfy Bible critics or religious skeptics. Oh yeah, sure. Do you realize how much could have been rewritten and changed since this time of the original autographs in AD 1010? All at once, like a stroke of lightning, everything changed in the year 1947. Two Arab boys in the Judean desert were having fun throwing rocks into a cave. Suddenly, they heard something break and shatter. Inside were large clay jars containing rolled-up scrolls. Authorities were notified, and in no time at all, it was discovered that this cave was one of many once inhabited by the Essenes, a kind of Jewish cult who withdrew from the rest of Israel because they did not agree with the religious moral teachings of Israel's current leaders. In neighboring caves, additional jars of manuscripts were found. Literally thousands of scrolls were uncovered, most of which discussed the teaching and customs of the Essenes. Included were portions of every single book of the Old Testament, with the exception of Esther, and the entire book of Isaiah. When compared to the Ben Asher text, they showed virtually no difference, nothing of any significance. And yet, the Dead Sea Scrolls date between 120 to 150 BC. This bridges a 1,000-year gap. No, they are not the originals, but the Dead Sea Scrolls testify that the Jewish scribes were indeed as careful as they claimed. With reasonable certainty, we can trust that the previous 1,000 years of scripture copying were done just as carefully as the Jews have always claimed. What a thrill when I finally got a chance to visit Israel and see for myself the caves of Qumran and in a museum many of the Dead Sea Scrolls. This is Bob Siegel with a little help from ancient history, making the obvious obvious.
The Bob Siegel Show podcast is a production of Bob Siegel and Cross Global Media. Visit us online and subscribe to the show at cgmradio.com/Bob.